allowing. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, whatever comes, whatever shows up, whatever happens, whatever enters in, the real receptivity is having no condition for what comes in. Then if you don't like it, you can throw it out. You can reject it after, but first see what it is. That's the real allowing.
So what is that based on, like? Because I guess what I wonder is how does one deal with intellectualizing or questioning or, quote, overthinking new information?
It's based on the exact opposite of liking. It's based on recognizing that our liking, which is simply another way of saying preferences, that our preferences are just as much conditioned as any other set of assumptions we have. That preferences, what we like and what we don't like, is a whole other set of assumptions. Also arbitrary. Also culturally determined. Because if you're born in China, you don't like the same things as if you're born in Rhodesia. So if you start to see that your preferences are exactly the method for not allowing, that what you like and don't like is the actual barrier to allowing anything. If you just see how that actually works, and really, you could see it just by thinking it through. But if you start to see that one's own preferences are, in a sense, arbitrary, in a sense, taught, in a sense, not yours, not natural, you weren't born with them, and you start to not cling so much to having your way, I like this, I don't like that, therefore, I don't want that, but I do want that. If you start to be a little easier about your own preferences, then what you're asking about starts to happen. You start to automatically have a sense of allowing that's broader, wider, because you're not so married to your own preferences. And most of us stay very married to our preferences until that time when what I'm talking about happens, when you start to see for yourself that preferences keep you limited. They don't lead you to what's most important. They in fact serve to keep you in the same position, not moving to a wider position. That's why in the Beyond Self training program we spend a lot of time. There's a number of weeks devoted to getting beyond preferences, learning how to detach a little more, and only a little is needed. Once that process starts, it tends to grow by itself, because as soon as a person has the experience of what benefits come from being a little less focused on one's own preferences, it naturally increases, because you see that it benefits you. You see that it takes you much further, much faster. So don't trust your own preferences so much. They are the limitations. You know, this happened for me when I was quite young. When I was 18, I went backpacking in Europe, like was the, what's the word I wanted? That's what everybody did in those days, all us hippie kids. And it really changed me forever. I don't think anything that's happened could have happened without that trip. I spent the whole summer, and I really went with a tiny little knapsack. And you know, I was just a dumb kid. hitchhiking around Europe. Now, if you really have no big plan and you just start hitchhiking around in the days where it was safe to hitchhike,